Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the EVN conference call regarding the first three quarter results, 2013-14. At this time, all participants have been placed on a listen-only mode. The floor will be open for questions following the presentation. Let me now turn the floor over to your host, CFO Stefan Szyszkowitz.
Welcome, everyone, to our conference call on EVN's third quarter results for 2013-14 financial year. Before starting with the business overview of the first three quarters, I would like to say some words about the initial application of the IFRS consolidation standards 10, 11, and 12. These new standards are mandatory to be applied by EVN for financial years beginning on or after the 1st of January 2014, whereby an early application is permitted. EVN considered them for the first time when preparing the quarterly financial results as of the 30th of June 2014. The effect is that EVN KG and Energy Alliance have to be consolidated at equity, and Walsum has to be included in the consolidated financial statements at 49% on a line-by-line basis. Due to consolidation of Walsum, long-term assets and financial liabilities and the balance sheet increased. The at-equity method for EVN KG and Energy Alliance led to reduced revenues and cost positions in the P&L. In connection with the new consolidation standards, the equity results of the operating companies attributable to EVN Group core business will be presented in the operating results. For this reason, a new reporting line was inserted into P&L called the share of results from equity accounted investees with operational nature. According to IFRS, the figures of the previous year have been restated following these new standards. You can find a detailed transition statement on our website and in the notes of our interim report. For better understandability, all references in my presentation will be made to restated figures. Let me now come to the business development in the first three quarters. The operating energy business was influenced by both price and quantity effects. You are all aware that this winter was relatively mild in comparison to the previous year in our entire supply area. The effect was a lower demand from private household for electricity, gas, and heating. Price effects arose from lower energy sales prices and also decreased electricity network tariffs in Austria. And additionally, in Bulgaria and Macedonia, authorities lowered tariffs in several steps in 2013 and in the beginning of 2014. The sum of this quantity and price effect had a negative impact on our revenue and operating results. The tariff decisions by the regulators in Bulgaria and Macedonia led to the full impairment of goodwill and customer bases, as well as the recognition of regulatory liability in Bulgaria, with the effect that the group's EBIT and group net result turned negative. However, what I'd like to emphasize here is that the operating results in Bulgaria and Macedonia are still positive, but below former expectations. In addition, an important strength of our business model is the fact that two-thirds of group's EBITDA can come from stable and regulated businesses in Lower Austria. What is more is that due to our strong cash flow from operating activities, we were able to decrease the financial net debt. With regard to our investment strategy, I would like to point out to our investment focus on Lower Austria. We will invest 1 billion euro over the upcoming 4 years in the region. Projects will be done to further strengthen the grid and to expand our renewable production, mainly from wind. On the energy sales side, within the framework of Energy Alliance, the EVN supply company will lower the electricity price for an average household in Lower Austria by 10%. Thereby, we pass on lower wholesale prices to our customers. In the past quarters, we have reported about the proceedings with the State of Bulgaria at the World Bank's Arbitration Court. Currently, we are in the phase in which different points of views of both parties are being presented. In Moscow, the discussions with the local institutions are ongoing. As you know, we have started the process to make use of a guarantee for the sodium hypochlorite plant issued by the Federal Republic of Germany. The construction permit for the waste incineration plant is still pending. We hope to have a solution for both projects by the end of this calendar year. From the rating agencies, we can report that both confirmed the rating. We hold a BBB+ with Standard & Poor's and an A3 with Moody's. Moody classified the outlook as negative in July. After this introduction, let me now turn to our group results in more detail. First, the key financials. Events total revenue fell by 8.7% to 1.514 million euros. Besides temperature-related quantity effects, mostly in the gas supply business, previous tariff decisions in Bulgaria and Macedonia led to reduced revenues. In addition, the initial recognition of regulatory liability with a non-recurring net impact of 54 million euros in Bulgaria affected the revenue negatively. In the environmental service businesses, the lower volume of processed orders led to a decline in revenue. On the cost side, total operating expenses were reduced. The recognition of provisions for contracts related to the marketing of EVN's own electricity production was partially compensated by operational improvements. This resulted in a lower energy procurement cost and lower other operating expenses. Moreover, the lower order volumes in the international environmental service business led to decreasing cost of materials and services. As I said before, in connection with the initial application of the new IFRS consolidation standards, the results of all at equity accounted investees with operation natures are presented as part of the operating activities. In total, the result from these investees increased by 16% to 108.9 million euros. The negative effects from the influence of the royalty guidelines on RAC, which took effect on the 1st January 2014, were more than compensated by the absence of prior year's one-offs from the sale of our stake in Diebold and the negative earnings contributions from Ecogas. On balance, group EBITDA declined by 23.1% to 377 million euros. Together with the commissioning of the Walsum power plant, which led to an increase of depreciation and amortization, the result before impairments dropped 40.8% to 186.2 million euros. The impairments amounted to 209.2 million euros, were mainly driven by the Bulgarian and Macedonian impairments of goodwill and customer base. As a result, EBIT fell to minus 23 million euros. Financial results, however, increased by 45.2 million euros to minus 9.8 million euros, were favorably influenced by the absence of prior year's negative one-offs from the valuation of Verbund shares held by WEEV. This led to a negative group net result, which totaled minus 44.7 million euros. As the impairments were mainly non-cash effective, and net cash from operating activities amounted to 367.2 million euros was generated. Let me now turn to the solid balance sheet structure. The balance sheet structure remains solid and stable despite the impact from impairments and the resulting negative group net result. The equity ratio remained above 40%. Our non-current liabilities increased due to a longer-term loan obtained from the European Investment Bank. The current liabilities decreased mainly due to a repayment of a bond which became due in February. We are strongly encouraged by the fact that we could further reduce our net debt by 9.2% to 1.6 billion euros, especially driven by strong operating cash flow. This resulted in a reduction of the gearing ratio from 48.6% to 47.6% since the last financial year. We come now to the financial results. Due to the new presentation of all at equity accounted investees with operational nature into operating results, out of all that equity accounted investees, only WEEV and A&E figures state in the financial results. The financial result improved in the first 9 months from minus 55 million euros to minus 9.8 million euros. On the one hand, the absence of last year's negative valuation result of minus 29.4 million euros for the shares held by WEEV in Verbund, and on the other hand, the increased dividend payment from Verbund had a major influence on the positive development. The commissioning of Walsum led to slightly higher interest expenses. On our slide 6, you will now see the split of the EBITDA contribution by each segment. Positive EBITDA development is seen in our stable network infrastructure Austria segment, the energy trade and supply segment, and the generation segment. Energy trade and supply, as well as the generation segment, benefited from the commissioning of Walsum and from the absence of last year's one-offs. In the network infrastructure Austria segment, the temperature and tariff-related revenue reduction was compensated by reduced operating expenses. In contrast, EBITDA decreased in The energy supply of Southeastern Europe segment, mainly as a result of tariff reduction and temperature-related lower sales volumes. The environmental service segment, where the number of processed orders in the international project business was lower in the first three quarters of the reporting period. And now let's move on to the business development by segment. Firstly, I will discuss the generation segment in more detail. Wholesale power prices remained unchanged over on very low levels, so that the thermal production is hardly in the market. However, we are in the special position of having a contract of the availability of 785 megawatts reserve capacity to supply to Germany for another 2 years in the winter period. This gives us time to observe future market developments. Electricity generation volumes from both renewable and thermal energy sources decreased in the reporting period by 20.6%. Electricity production from hydropower plants was affected by reduced water flows and could not fully be compensated by increased production from wind. Increased wind production is a result of the commissioning of our wind parks Deutsch Wagram and Prellenkirchen, which together have a capacity of 48 megawatts. Production from thermal energy sources dropped mainly because of the reduced utilization of the coal-fired power plant Dürnrohr. Besides the lower production due to the economic environment as well as maintenance-related downtime, reduced the scheduled employment of the power plant. Revenue increased by 52.7% compared to the previous year, mainly due to the commissioning and energy sales income from Walsum. Results from equity accounted investees increased significantly due to the absence of last year's negative earnings effects from the sales of EVN's 50% stake in the Devon hydropower plant. The operating expenses rose by 47.2%, mainly due to the start of the procurement of primary energy for the Walsum production. In total, this development resulted in an increase in EBITDA of 47 million euros and an EBIT of 17.3 million euros. Next, I will discuss the development of the Austrian energy trade and supply business. Energy sales volumes to end customers decreased in the reporting period. First of all, the mild weather caused a drop in sales of electricity, gas, and heat. Energy Alliance Austria supply volumes outside of Lower Austria also decreased. The end of the network lost deliveries to Network Infrastructure Austria segment as of the 1st of January 2014 additionally led to reduced sales volumes. Despite declined sales volumes, revenue increased by 11.1%. Reduced electricity and gas prices for households and small business customers as of 1st of October 2013 as part of the Energy Efficiency Initiative and the already mentioned reduced sales volumes were more than offset by the marketing results of Walsum generation. Operating expenses increased by 4.5%. The cost of the first purchases of electricity produced in Walsum were partially compensated by the development of provisions for contracts related to the marketing of EVN's own production. Results from equity accounted investees increased significantly. The most significant proportion of the result is contributed by EVN's supply company in Austria. The increase of the result is mainly caused by the absence of last year's negative earnings effect from Econgas. All in all, EBITDA improved by 37.9 million euros to 81.1 million and EBIT by 37.2 million euros to 67.2 million compared to the previous year. Now I will proceed with our most stable segment, the Network Infrastructure Austria segment. Network distribution volume sank in the first three quarters of 2013-14. The mild temperatures in the winter half year led to lower demand for gas by households and business customers, and consequently to a reduction of our gas network distribution volumes. However, electricity network distribution volumes nearly matched the prior year. The lower demand from household and small business customers was largely offset by higher demand from industrial customers. Revenue decreased slightly. Lower distribution volumes and the reduction in electricity tariffs on the 1st of January 2014 were almost compensated by higher gas network revenues due to the tariff increase by 7.7% and the positive change under assets of the regulatory account. In addition, there was a slight increase in the cable TV and the telecommunication business. However, in combination with a year-on-year drop in operating expenses, this development resulted in an increase in EBITDA by 2.4% to 191.8 million euros. Our investment activities in the reporting period reflected our objective to safeguard supply security in Lower Austria. We focused on infrastructure development to accommodate the rising feed-in from the continued expansion of generation from renewable energy sources in the network area. Moreover, we completed the construction of the Westschiene natural gas transport pipeline in Austria and filled it with gas during the reporting period. Westschiene directly connects the natural gas storage facility with the highly populated region around Vienna. The next slide shows our Southeast Europe segment. Our results in Southeast Europe were massively impacted by the impairments EVN announced on the 2nd of July 2014. The latest price decisions in Bulgaria and Macedonia triggered impairments of 193.5 million euros of goodwill and customer base. In addition to this, the tariff decision in Bulgaria also resulted in an initial recognition of a regulatory liability. In the P&L, this led to a reduction in revenue on the one hand and in procurement costs on the other hand. In sum, this resulted in a net effect of minus 54 million euros. Not only in Austria, but also in Southeast Europe, winter 13-14 was characterized by relatively mild temperature and additionally by less rainfall. In electricity generation, we reported a decline in volumes of minus 10.6% due to the temperature-related reduced use and the technical standstill of the cogeneration plant in Plovdiv, as well as a lower hydropower production. The mild temperature above all led to a decrease in heat sales volumes to end customers in Bulgaria. Revenue fell by 15.3%, mainly as a result of the impact of past price decisions in Bulgaria and Macedonia, one-off cross effects on revenue due to regulatory liability, and the temperature-related lower sales volumes. Operating expenses decreased by 42.4 million euros and were mainly affected by the positive effect on the energy procurement cost in regards to the regulatory liability recognition and the increase in efficiency due to the ongoing measures to reduce grid losses. In total, EBITDA declined to 8.8 million euros. Results from operating activities before impairment tests amounted to 16.7 million euros, strongly affected by the impairment and the recognition of the regulatory liability, EBIT dropped to minus 230.8 million euros. Last but not least, I will give you an overview about the developments in the environmental service segment. Due to a lower volume of processed orders in the international project business, segment revenues decreased by 29.5% to 14.8 million euros. However, our activities in thermal waste utilization water supply in Lower Austria developed positively in the reporting period. Higher capacity use at the thermal waste utilization plant and the expansion of water supplies to cover new municipalities in Lower Austria led to an increased revenue contribution from these business activities. On the cost side, we reported a decline of 30.6% in operating expenses, which came along with the reduced number of processed orders in the international project business. All in all, this development resulted in an EBITDA of 37.3 million euros and an EBIT of 14.1 million euros. In the international project business, we are currently realizing 9 projects. In the reporting period, we signed a contract for the planning and construction of a wastewater purification plant in Kotor-Tivat in Montenegro and the other projects in Warsaw and Krakow. What we are particularly proud of is the opening of the wastewater purification plant in Milamilia in Cyprus this April. This plant has the capacity to service 270,000 population equivalents and also includes the construction of plants for sludge treatment and biogas recovery. On the situation in Moscow, I already gave you an update. We are pleased about the developments in the water supply business in Austria. After taking over the management and operation of the water supplies in the Lower Austrian municipality Gollersdorf in January, we gained a further customer with the municipality Litscha in mid-June this year. In total, EVN service as drinking water supplier around 87,000 residents directly and more than 500,000 indirectly. Now I will turn back to the group level and continue with the development of our cash flows on the next slide. Since our group net result was largely impacted by non-cash effects in connection with the impairments of our Southeast operations, our cash flow remained strong in the reporting period. Gross cash flow was down 29.2% to 349.4 million euros. This came mainly from non-cash expenses from equity accounted investees in the previous year. The increase in regulatory liabilities and trade payables and the reduction in income tax payments led to a lower effect on net cash flow from operating activities, which declined by 6.4% to 367.2 million euros. Net cash flow from investing activities amounted to 156.5 million euros. Cash flow from investing activities was determined by investments in network infrastructure, renewable energy generation capacity, and the Duisburg-Walsum power plant. Net cash flow from financing activities equaled minus 238.6 million euros and consisted primarily of the payment of the dividend of 42 euro per share and the scheduled repayment of a bond. On balance, net change in cash and cash equivalents totaling minus 27.8 million euros. Now let's turn to our outlook for 13-14 financial year. We expect the group net result to be negative for the business year 13-14. It could be significantly influenced by the development of the proceedings with the Bulgarian government and progress on the project in Moscow. Due to non-cash effectiveness of impairments in Bulgaria and Macedonia, there shall be no impact on expected dividend payments. Our strategy aims for the consolidation of the existing business in our core markets, the increase of efficiency of our work, and the diversification within the energy supply chain following our integrated business model. The core of our business lies in the operation of networks. We have the clear agenda to secure the energy supply for our customers. In production, we will expand our renewable capacity. We plan to increase our installed wind power capacity to 300 megawatts within the next 2 or 3 years. This goal will be reached with projects in Lower Austria. From and also from other projects in the electricity grid and water supply, you can see that our investment priority focuses now on Lower Austria. We plan to invest 1 billion euro in Lower Austria within the next 4 years. EVN positions itself as a multi-utility in its core region, Lower Austria. Our customers honor our efforts to secure the supply of energy and therefore are very loyal to EVN. We view our broad and stable customer base as our most important success factor, and we continue to build on this solid base in the future. This completes the summary for our first 3 quarters of 13-14 financial year. I am now ready to take your questions.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question, please press 9* on your telephone keypad. In case you wish to withdraw your question, press 9* again. Please press 9* to state your questions. And the first question comes from Teresa Schienwald from Raiffeisen Bank Zentralbank. May we have your question, please?
Good morning. I have a few more questions than usual, given the change in reporting, if you don't mind. Actually, starting with generation operations, there was a massive increase in 3Q internal revenues. Is my guess right that this comes from Walsum operations?
Yes, the main changes are coming from Walsum.
Okay, and secondly, Southeast Europe. There was a sharp drop in revenues, external ones this time, in the third quarter. And I think you mentioned something, but I didn't get it. This would be the first part of my question.
Yeah, see, the situation has been, you remember we had the big issue with the additional cost coming from the environmental surcharge amounting to a total 127 million euros. And after all the debates, discussions, and also that we won the case at the high administrative court, suddenly with the decision of the 1st of July, they acknowledged the amount, but at the same time, they were trying to open a closed regulatory period from the past, and therefore what you see now is the netting of acknowledgement and the new liability, and this is amounting, this total amount of 54 million euros. So if you split it up, it's 91 million acknowledging of revenues minus, and on the other hand, 37 coming from the energy and this kind of which is related to the year. So this is totally 54 million euros. So we made the decision to follow the decision of the regulatory authority, even having the opinion this is a violation of their own regulatory framework of the past.
So this is kind of a new revenue base going forward.
Yeah, it's for the next 5 years, yeah, where this acknowledgement of the additional environmental costs will be put into our accounts, and it will be netted. Yeah? The liability itself is a one-time effect.
Yeah, sure. And the second issue, excluding this liability.
Of course, all these damages goes in our investment protection case. Yeah, so the investment protection case which we are having here will be on this level even increased, not because from our point of view, this liability from a closed period of the past, yeah, which is only focusing on one topic of the calculation, this is not in accordance to European regulatory principles.
Okay, and excluding this provision, there is an EBITDA in Southeast Europe of quite nice 26 million euros, if I'm getting it right. Would you call this level sustainable?
I think this is what we are heading over the period for the next 2 to 3 years, and all our efforts, yeah, to get further down the losses and keep the level on this size, yeah, is what we are aiming for. Yeah? Of course, as you know, we are also always exposed also to tariff decisions. Yeah? So from today's point of view, this is something which we are aiming for. But as you might have seen, they even started now a debate in these weeks if there should be an adjustment of tariffs in Bulgaria with the 1st of October. Because obviously all these decisions for the last two years they are not in compliance with the regulatory framework and also not with the cash necessities of the total Bulgarian energy industry. So there is a change in the reception underway that these decisions from the recent past have been out of the real regulatory necessities.
Okay, and last question regarding the details of the reporting is there was a rather big negative consolidation effect in the 9 months versus last year. So if you add up segment EBITDAs and look at the group EBITDA, what's the reason behind that?
Yeah, it's mainly affected with the mechanics of how to put Walsum into the new consolidation framework. I think there is it's quite complicated also for us and our experts here, so I would recommend if you have further questions on this, please contact then our...
Okay.
And
the rather traditional one, what's the order book for the environmental services business right now?
Yeah, it's around 550 million euros, but as you know, this is pretty much also depending on the Moscow case. Yeah, so I think from my point of view, a lot will depend on the further development of the negotiations in Moscow these weeks.
As you mentioned Moscow, could you elaborate a bit more on what's going on right now, or is it rather
As you know, we are in a public call here. We are in ongoing negotiations, and our legal team is in Moscow today.
Okay, cool. Thank you. That's all from my side.
The next question comes from Deborah Wilkins from Goldman Sachs. Please, your line is open now.
Yes. Hi. I also have a few questions. So just starting with the impairment, could you help by clarifying what the tax treatment is of the impairment? So what is the net income before any impact from the impairment? And could you also help us understand what the full year impairment impact will be? I think initially you had said the total impact in the press release in July would be 261 million at EBIT. We now have seen 209. Is that difference still going to come through, or is that now made up by something else?
No, this is the as we have said, the group impairments in the first three quarters is 209.2 million. And of course, we have in the operating business also some impairments done. and to give you an understanding, the tax credit for both countries together will be something above 20 million.
So, sorry, you've confused me now. Are there more impairments than the 209 currently booked in your EBIT?
We did an impairment regarding the wind power plant in Bulgaria, Kavarna. This was 9.6 million. And on the photovoltaic level, also 3.8 million. And on the Doppelfekatia, on the asset, 1.7 million. So if you add this up, you have 15.1 million. This plus, as we discussed before with Teresa, regarding the netting of regulatory asset and regulatory liability, makes the total effect. Yeah, and this
okay.
And this was this 54 million.
And so you're saying the tax savings from that is around 20 million?
It's above 20 million. Of course, it will be at the end. It will be specified.
Okay. And then, sorry, just to clarify, so that is what you're expecting to be the full year impact of impairment. Or are there more to come in the fourth quarter?
Yeah.
That's the full year. Okay. Next question. Could you, you had said on the call, and maybe I just also misunderstood this in the previous questions, that the Southeastern Europe was showing a positive EBITDA. Are you expecting that to also be the case in the full year? Because if you look, the third quarter was a large negative. If you used the same number for the fourth quarter, you wouldn't be able to show a positive EBITDA. What are you expecting for the full year?
Yeah, I think on an operative level, yeah, there will be a positive result, and this is what we discussed with Teresa also, that we expect this on a certain level, on a sideways for the next years till the framework and the economy there has been more stable and more settled.
Okay, and then are you able to help us understand what the upside and the downside risks are from the Russian negotiations?
Well, this is really very tough because if you're in ongoing negotiation and talks to discuss this here would really not help us in our negotiation position. Yeah? What is very important for the board is that we want to find a solution in this calendar year and whatever is necessary also to be reflected in the end of September financial year so that we really have here a consolidated position for the future.
Okay, and then the final question. How much of the generation EBITDA, 59 million, is due to the contracts with German Reserve or with the regulator?
So over the years, it's a low double-digit amount, which is coming as a support for the service to have this kind of standby facility. As you know, in this winter, there has been not a day where we really produced, but this kind standby function. So it's a very low double digit, point.
Okay, that's all for me. Thank you.
Okay, thanks.
At the moment, there seem to be no further questions. So for any additional questions, please press 9* on your telephone keypad. Please press 9* for any additional questions. There are no further questions.
Thanks, everybody, for participating. Goodbye.